Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today's showers and thunderstorms, temperatures mid-80s, winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, we'll continue with showers and thunderstorms in the upper 60s, winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, partly sunny skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms, we'll see highs in the mid-80s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, isolated storms overnight, temperatures in the upper 60s. Right now, it's 68.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Kansas State Fair was concerned about the financial struggles after canceling the State Fair for 2020. And KSN News reports that General Manager Robin Jennison has officially announced that he's stepping down due to the cancellation and the lack of anticipated revenue coming in.
He felt he needed to make that decision, and he was right. You know, you want to be able to save your frontline employees and make sure that they're willing and ready to go for next year. Financially, by not having a fair, it's going to be a blow.
In other news, Democrat candidate for the open U.S. Senate seat, Dr. Barbara Boyer, has broken a fundraising record for the state, raising $3.7 million in just one fundraising quarter. KSN News reports that's more than any candidate has raised in a single quarter in Kansas history, but some experts say that Republicans aren't too concerned yet.
A national Republican Party is going to come in and spend a lot of money in Kansas. Republicans are going to go crazy trying to keep this seat.
That was political analyst Dr. Bob Beatty. Mid-America Network News.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang Shelby GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6-1-20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
A new survey of bankers suggests the economy remains weak in rural parts of 10 plains and western states. The overall index for the region does remain negative at 44.1 in July, even though it has improved since June's 37.9.
Kris Kobach lost the governor's race 2 years ago because of what he failed to tell us. Like Kobach accepting campaign contributions from white nationalists. That's right. Kobach accepted thousands of dollars in campaign contributions from a group with close ties to white nationalist and racist views. Now we learn Kobach's campaign paid a known white nationalist who also registered Kobach's current campaign in Kansas. The Kansas City Star reported this same person had, quote, regularly posted hateful comments about Jews and racial minorities on a white nationalist website. Kris Kobach, his bad judgment, his extreme positions, his losing record. Not again. Plains Pack paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.plainspack.com.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Insurance company Mutual of Omaha has announced it will replace its longtime corporate logo, which features a depiction of a Native American chief. The move comes as corporations and sports teams face increasing pressure to dump nicknames and depictions that reference American Indians amid a nationwide movement calling for racial justice. The company is in process of creating a new logo. Chairman and CEO James Blackledge said in a news release on Friday last week that Mutual of Omaha is committing an additional $1 million of the $2 million it's already donated annually to community-based initiatives to address racial equality and social justice. And authorities say an inmate is missing from a correctional center in Omaha. KETV reports that Matthew Lehman got into a vehicle following a support group meeting in the community on the evening of July 16th and did not return to the community correction center. Lehman is a 39-year-old man, 5'11", 220 pounds, with brown hair and blue eyes. If you have any information, you can contact State Patrol. Mid-America Network News.
As we welcome our patients and visitors back into the clinics and hospitals, Community Healthcare System wants to take a moment to say thank you. Thank you to the communities for your support. Thank you for staying home this spring to protect the health of everyone in Northeast Kansas. And thank you for generous donations of gowns, masks, meals, treats, and encouragement. Please know that a Community Healthcare System appreciates you, and we are taking every precaution to maintain the highest level of safety for our patients and associates. Community Healthcare System, enriching the health and lives of the people that we serve.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday. Public Works advised the work has begun on the Waterville Bridge, which will be closed for a couple of weeks. The new construction demolition pit of a landfill is nearing completion. Three bridge projects were approved with funding through the Special Road and Bridge Fund. These include a structure in Blue Rapids Township at $179,000, Oquito Township at $175,000, and a low water crossing in Lincoln Township at $195,000. Commissioners approved moving forward with a program providing chemical for control of Cerisa lespidiza this fall. The budget of $7,000 will be distributed first come, first serve, with Public Works to determine protocol. A large delegation of citizens joined the meeting, which was moved outside to accommodate discussion of wind farm development. KNDY will air more specifics, including comments on the news, tomorrow. Representatives with Universal Construction out of Kansas City met with the board, inquiring into the proposed jail construction. Universal previously put in a bid as construction manager for the project. They were wondering the status of the project at this time. They expressed an interest in bidding the project in the future. The board set a date for a special meeting to work with the auditor for the 2021 Marshall County budget, Thursday, July 30th at 9 a.m. Washington County Commissioners meeting last week again briefly discussed county unit road system with the road and bridge supervisor. It was noted this is only a discussion at this time. A $66,000 contract for culverts was approved. Michael Shear was appointed Haddam Township Clerk at the recommendation of that board. A reminder that loads at the Washington County landfill must now be tarped with a $25 fee for a first violation, $50 the second time, and $100 for the third violation. Nemaha County Commissioners meeting last week heard an update on the final cost estimate for the new Senior Center Transit building to be built. Final estimate, $1,072,152. Nemaha County would be responsible for a total of $471,746 for the entire building. A motion passed unanimously approving the contract with Marvin Planning Consultants to prepare a comprehensive plan for Nemaha County in the amount of $36,800. Several budget requests were submitted, including the Historical Society at $12,000, reflecting an $8,500 increase over the previous year. Gage County Board of Supervisors meeting last Wednesday, again taking up the matter of wind farm regulations. A three-month moratorium on new special use permits for wind farms was adopted unanimously. Planning and Zoning Committee continues study of setback recommendations and other limitations. The committee will host a public meeting July 30th at Beatrice High School. NextEra Energy and a group of landowners in Gage County have different interpretations as to the legality of the resolution passed. Don Schuster of Philly has announced as write-in candidate for District 6 supervisor representing southeastern Gage County. No other Republicans filed for the post, set to face Democrat Don Schuler of Wymore, who defeated incumbent John Hill in a primary runoff. Decent crowds have been reported, despite a scaled-back Marshall County Fair in Blue Rapids. Sunday turned out a perfect evening for the annual County Fair Parade, which was held with some limitations. Activities conclude on Monday with a sheep show and rabbit show at 8, during dairy goat show at 10:30. Round Robin is Monday at 3 p.m. Fair supper at 6, catered by Ricky's Cafe, is open to the public. Cost is $8.50 for adults, $5.50. Ages 4 through 12, and those 3 and under, are free. Livestock auction at 7 concludes the annual Marshall County Fair in Blue Rapids. We'll have some more fair results and fair reports this afternoon on KNDY. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, fish, a muffin, coleslaw, and plums. Tomorrow, tomato soup. turkey and Swiss on wheat bread, celery and carrots, grapes, and a cookie. KNDY News, time is 7:14.
We are all working through this difficult time together. We want you to know Blue Valley Technologies is here for you. Whether you are serving on the front lines, transitioning your business to a new norm, or studying and working from home, we are working very hard to keep our communities connected during this pandemic. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected. From all your friends at Blue Valley Technologies.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map for this Monday, we have a frontal boundary across the central parts of the Midwest, which is going to become stationary, bringing us prolonged period of showers and thunderstorms. As we head through the day into Wednesday, and it looks like some areas will see chances of showers and thunderstorms towards the end of the week. Otherwise, temperature-wise, definitely not as hot as what we have been seeing. It looks like we'll see temperatures in the 80s. So across the area, scattered showers and thunderstorms, some of that rain heavy in the mid-80s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, we'll continue with showers and thunderstorms, upper 60s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, partly sunny skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms. We'll see highs in the mid-80s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, isolated storms overnight in the upper 60s. For Wednesday, partly sunny, scattered chances of storms in the upper 80s. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late July, 92, recent record high 104 in 2017. The average low 70, the record low 59 in 2009. Sunset this evening 8:49, sunrise in the morning at 6:16. Light to moderate showers continue with a cloudy overcast at this hour. We had some rumbles of thunder earlier this morning. 69 degrees with a light east wind. Showers confined to the far southeast corner of Nebraska, northeast corner of Kansas, east of a loop from Omaha past Lincoln down to the south of the Manhattan Junction City area. A smaller cell of some embedded thunderstorms out in north-central Kansas, out in Jewell and Republic County. That may track through our listening area along the way through mid-morning today. About a quarter inch in our rain gauge yesterday morning. We're probably shy half an inch here as light rain falls. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 20th of July. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
History at the Memorial and the Golden Bears Health Scare. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. John Rahm's final round score of 3-over-75 was just enough to carry him to a three-stroke win over Ryan Palmer at this year's Memorial. Rahm also became the world's new number one golfer, the first Spaniard since Seve Ballesteros to ascend to the top spot. 18-time major winner Jack Nicklaus revealed during the CBS broadcast of the Memorial that he and his wife had tested positive for COVID-19 at the onset of the pandemic.
Barbara and I are both of the age, both of us 80 years old. Our hearts go out to the people that did lose their lives and the families, and we were just a couple of the lucky ones. So we feel very strong about trying to work with the people that are working with those that are taking care of those who have COVID-19.
The 80-year-old also said his wife was asymptomatic while he experienced a sore throat and cough. This is ABC Sports. Austin Dillon held off teammate Tyler Reddick with two laps remaining to claim the checkered flag at the O'Reilly Auto Parts 500 at Texas Speedway. Sunday's win broke a two-year drought for Dillon, whose last win came at the Daytona 500 in 2018. Speaking to reporters, Dillon said the confidence in himself never wavered despite the many ups and downs he's experienced.
You got to think positive and know that it's going to turn around and come your way. I know I can do this. I've done it in the Xfinity Series, done it in the Truck Series. So those other wins feel just as good as this one. But there's definitely a little edge to this one.
Roughly 15 to 20,000 spectators were in attendance, making it the largest gathering held in the state of Texas since the pandemic began. With NFL rookies set to report for training camp beginning tomorrow, a number of players took to social media in a show of unity to voice their concerns over the league's health and safety protocols. A source tells ESPN the players' union has not ruled out the possibility of filing a grievance against the league for unsafe working conditions. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Marysville American Legion Post 163 senior Legion baseball team wrapped up a 25-9 season with doubleheader wins Friday and again Saturday. Marysville Post 163 took Seneca in a pair Friday, winning 13-3 and 6-5, then took the Topeka G team Saturday 10-2 and 13-0, capping again a 25-9 record this season. There are no zone and state tournaments sanctioned by the American Legion this season due to COVID-19.
Is your concrete looking a little rough? Let Inline Construction pour a new patio, sidewalk, or driveway to complement your home or business. We offer stamped and stained concrete for a unique and custom look. Inline can also replace or add a concrete approach for your commercial building or farm shed. Call Inline today at 562-5525 for all your concrete needs.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The U.S. Meat Export Federation released an updated version of an independent study aimed at quantifying the value the red meat exports provide U.S. corn and soybean farmers. The independent study, conducted by a company called World Perspectives. Since 2015, indirect exports of corn and soybeans through beef and pork exports have been the fastest growing category of corn and soybean use. That's delivered critical returns for corn and soybean farmers. These farmers support the international promotion of U.S. beef, pork, and lamb by investing a portion of their checkoff dollars into market development efforts conducted by the USMEF. In 2019, U.S. beef and pork exports used 480 million bushels of corn. Corn revenue generated by pork exports totaled $1.8 billion. Last year, U.S. pork exports used 2.12 million tons of soybean meal. That's equivalent to 89.2 million bushels of soybeans. And that generated $751.7 million in revenue. Beef and pork exports also used approximately 3 million tons of DDGS, which generates $411.8 million in revenue for ethanol's co-products. The USMEF President and CEO Dan Hallstrom said they greatly appreciate the foresight and confidence shown by corn and soybean sectors when they invest in red meat exports. The study proves the value delivered by that investment. And Chuck Grassley, the Senate Finance Committee chair, say he and fellow Iowa Senator Joni Ernst pushing for ethanol plant assistance as Congress begins developing another COVID-19 aid package. Grassley says he visited some counties over the past 2 weeks while the Senate was in recess, noting that he heard plenty of people asking for ethanol assistance because that price of corn is still very low. Senate Majority of Mitch McConnell determined to keep the cost, though, of the next aid package under $1 trillion. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
The 106th District needs a strong voice to represent rural agricultural communities. This is John L. Unger, and I have over 35 years of professional experience in resource conservation and land improvement fields. I will use my background in working with ag producers, federal and state agencies, and non-governmental organizations to represent agricultural and rural communities and build the local economy. A vote for me is a vote for you. Vote John L. Unger, Republican Representative for 106th District on August 4th. Paid for by John L. Unger for state representative. Representative Kathleen M. Unger, Treasurer.
Good Monday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Seth Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network, as well as your latest 2020 Summer Harvest Update. Summer Harvest Updates here through the Mid-America Ag Network are brought to you by U.S. Custom Harvesters, Syngenta AgriProceed, Abilene Machine, and Midwest Ford Dealers. Again, checking in with J.C. Schimper of Schimper Harvesting about their last journey throughout the state of Nebraska. As they're wrapping up in their last location, J.C., how have things been up there in the few locations in Nebraska?
We're cutting here at Oshkosh, Nebraska. They were expecting a 30 to 40 bushel crop with the freeze damage they had here. But we're seeing a lot of 50s. So I've had a 50, 51, 55. It's a little bit better than what they expected. Our test weights have been 59 to 62, and our protein on this field they were finishing up on is 11 and a half. Some of them are 12. That's been unexpected. So all in all, pretty decent crop there in Oshkosh.
Very nice. So is that kind of the only fields that you're cutting right now in Nebraska, or do you guys have other crews in other locations as well?
Yep, so I have other crews over at Sydney. They got done yesterday. Finding the same thing, 40 to 50 bushel with pretty good test protein. So, it's been pretty good all the way across Nebraska here for us.
Now, as you made your way north, I know there's different difficulties that you face from state to state. Has it been the freeze damage in Nebraska, or what are the main challenges?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. The freeze damage we're seeing here in western Nebraska. Weather-wise, it's been really good as far as cutting. We're going to have some nice weather here to finish up.
Well, and I wish all the best for you guys again. And I believe after finishing up there in Nebraska, you head to Montana, and we'll check in with a few other groups as well as you guys as you finish on. Again, summer harvest updates are brought to you by Midwest Ford Dealers, Abilene Machine, Syngenta AgriProceed, and U.S. Custom Harvesters. Again, a thank you to J.C. Skimper with Skimper Harvesting. And I'm Sam Speck with your latest Mid-America Ag Network news.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture. You know, there are a lot of things that didn't get done because of COVID-19, including tractor restoration projects. More about that after this.
Orion here. And if you are looking to increase your profit per acre, and who isn't these days, then I urge you to check out Flora. FLURA has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains from a company of innovators, farmers, and researchers that deliver the highest quality seeds and the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation. Call Jeffrey at 312-206-1864. Check out flora.com.
One of the people I follow on Twitter is Machinery Pete, also known as Greg Peterson, and I have Greg Peterson on the phone with me. Hi, Greg.
Hey, Steve. How you doing?
Doing well. On Twitter, you wrote, "Okay, all you FFA kids out there in Iowa and across the country who worked your tails off on tractor restoration projects only to have the county or state fair competitions canceled, this is for you. Send me pics and videos of your restoration, and I'll feature it on our Facebook and Twitter pages." Where'd the idea come from for that, Pete?
Well, I've done some YouTube videos over the past few years, Steve, with some FFA chapters here around the Midwest. Great kids, you know, they work on these projects, restore these tractors, and then they go to the county fair and present, have to kind of do an interview to tell folks about what they did. And then some of the state fairs, like particularly the Iowa State Fair, it's really kind of like the Super Bowl. The winners from around the state get to bring their restored tractors and be featured at the state fair. I just really felt bad for the kids that they lost the opportunity for that showcase.
What kind of response have you had?
Well, yeah, we've got a few already, kids that have sent pictures before and after their tractors. And I really didn't know what kind of response would get Steve. I didn't know if some of the FFA kids maybe didn't quite finish their projects due to the end of the school year being distance learning and then uncertainty around the county and state fairs. But I think the post itself generated a lot of interest. So I think we'll probably get some submissions here from kids around the country, and looking forward to it.
Well, that's right. I didn't think about that. When school ended, they would have been in March, probably. They may not have been done with their projects by that time.
Yeah, and in fact, I got one note from a parent of a senior down in Iowa, and he was very involved in his restoration project. And when the state fair got canceled, the dad was frustrated, his son was frustrated. So again, that was a little bit of the genesis. We just wanted to create a new platform for these kids to, you know, just show off all their hard work. And I think we all need a little more good news these days, too.
Yeah, no kidding. You can send your photos and videos to Machinery Pete. That's at Machinery Pete on Twitter. Back after this.
Book now and save on your propane needs with Wanklin Oil. They remind customers that prepay discount contracts are due July 24th. Wanklin Oil is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane. Regardless whether you're warming your home or business in the winter or flame grilling outside during the summer, You can depend on Wanklin Oil to help you increase your comfort, power your home, and reduce your energy costs using propane. Contact them for convenient delivery and payment options. And remember, prepaid discount contracts are due July 24th.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
No sale today at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales. They are on the summer schedule yet through the month of August. They have sales every other week, so they will offer a sale next Monday. That is July 27th. Sale time begins 10 a.m. on Mondays. Call them for early consignments or information at 402-223-3571. See their early consignments and other information online at Beatrice77Livestock.com. It's 7:30 from KNDY. Rumble of thunder. We had it earlier this morning. Tapered off to light showers now. We're probably shy half an inch. Had about a quarter inch in the rain gauge yesterday morning. So with another day or two forecast for hit and miss shower activity, welcome late July rains. We may see some lingering spotty scattered showers over the next hour or two. Activity tracking through Jewell, Republic, just into Washington County. The activity moves out of the Marysville area through Marysville, Beatrice points east. That activity will continue to move to the east through midday.
Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. NFL players are publicly pleading with the league to address several health and safety concerns on the eve of training camps. Cake News reports that the league informed teams on Saturday the training camps will open on time, even though discussions with the players' unions regarding testing for the coronavirus and other health safety protocols are continuously ongoing. Rookies from Houston and Kansas City are set to report today, and rookies from other teams are due on Tuesday. Players for all the teams are rescheduled to report starting on July 28th. And talking about football, the KU football team will not open its season on September 5th as originally planned. Cake News reports that the Jayhawks opponent was supposed to be set for New Hampshire as part of the Colonial Athletic Association, but due to COVID-19, it has been suspended. KU Athletic Director Jeff Long said KU, along with the Big 12, are continuing our efforts to play a full non-conference and conference football schedule for the fall. Long also said the KU is exploring all other opportunities to fill the opening on the schedule, but for now the Jayhawks will open their schedule against Baylor starting September 12th.
Marysville American Legion Post 163 Senior Legion Baseball Team wrapped up a 25-9 season with doubleheader wins Friday and again Saturday. Marysville Post 163 took Seneca in a pair Friday, winning 13-3 and 6-5, then took the Topeka G Team Saturday 10-2 and 13-0. Capping again a 25-9 record this season. There are no zone and state tournaments sanctioned by the American Legion this season due to COVID-19.
If you use white vinegar for cooking and cleaning, you may have noticed things are a little more complicated these days. It's all about vinegar varieties today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
No one plans to get sick or injured, but when life happens, it's important you and your family are protected. Kansas Farm Bureau health plans are there to provide continued health care coverage to meet your needs. Choose from a broad range of individual and family plans. And if you're over 65, we have options for you too. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com or contact a Farm Bureau financial services agent near you.
You're a diabetic. You need supplies, but you don't want to visit the pharmacy. Call U.S. Med for home delivery of your supplies. If you have diabetes and you're worried about going to a crowded pharmacy, pick up the phone in the safety and comfort of your home and let U.S. Med deliver them to you with free shipping.
800-611-7121. 800-611-7121. That's 800-611-7121.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, July 20th, the 202nd day of the year. Musician Carlos Santana has a birthday, and man first walked on the moon on this night in 1969. Buying a simple bottle of wine vinegar has become a little more complicated in recent years. Classic white vinegar with 5% acidity is good for both cooking and cleaning. So-called cleaning vinegar has 6% acidity. If marked as such, you can use it for cooking. Just know that acidity is actually 20% stronger than the 5% formula. Some cleaning vinegars, however, are labeled as not safe for food consumption. Those may contain alcohol, citrus oil, or other chemicals. You have to pay a little more attention these days, even with something as simple as a bottle of vinegar. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Like nails on a chalkboard when Daddy played his kind of music. If you'd asked me then, I'd have said it was borderline abusive. But I'm getting to where I don't mind it now. I'm coming around. I blew out of here the next day after graduation. Destination anywhere with a higher population. Never to return to this tiny town, but I'm coming around. Sunday morning and listening to that old preacher talk was always kind of boring. I'm still a little